business and gets your idea for further project innovation. Now that you understand the nitty-gritty of crowdfunding, you can go ahead and evaluate this new option to raise money for your business. Wishing you all the best. Thank you. Hi, welcome to FundEnable's course on cap tables. In our previous course, we've looked at how to prepare pitch decks and financial models. We have also seen how to identify investors and how to reach out to them. Now it is time to deep dive in the math of actually closing a deal with your investors. In this course, we will start by explaining how dilution works and how shares are issued to investors upon investment. Hi there. Welcome to FundEnable's course on cap tables. In our previous course, we have looked at how to prepare pitch decks and financial models. We have also seen how to identify investors and how to reach out to them. Now it is time to deep dive into the math of actually closing a deal with your investors. In this course, we will start by explaining how dilution works and how shares are issued to investors upon investments. We will explain this through the means of cap tables. Simply put, cap tables tell us who owns how much of a company at any given point in time. Here is how cap table looks. As you can see, a cap table tells us details such as who are the shareholders in the company, how much stake they own, and how many shares are issued to them, and what is the value of their shareholding. Without further ado, let's get started on how to build cap tables and why they are important in the process of funding. There you go. You now know how to create pre and post